In 1941, the Germans forced us to dig a long, deep trench. And after we did what they wanted, they brought a group of Jews and threw them into the trench. And the Germans ordered us to bury them alive. We firmly, these are the Russian prisoners, we firmly rejected this disgusting act. The Germans ordered us to take the Jews out from the trench, and they threw us into the trench instead of the Jews. And they ordered the Jews to bury us alive. We were shocked when the Jews began to bury us without hesitation. The Jews almost covered us when the Germans stopped them and pulled us out. And we were surprised by the German commander who shouted at us, "We wanted to show you, to prove to you who the Jews are. They are ungrateful, merciless, and without love."
Jews also, in worshiping the devil, participated in human sacrifice rituals and cannibalism. You come from generations of ritualistic abuse?
Yes, my family has an extensive family tree. It's gone back to like 1700.
Does everyone else think it's a nice Jewish family? From the outside, you appear to be a nice Jewish girl.
Definitely.
And you all are worshiping the devil inside the home?
Right. There's other Jewish families across the country, not just my own family. There would be rituals in which babies would be sacrificed and you would have to, you know...
Who's babies?
There were people who bred babies in our family. No one would know about it. A lot of people were overweight, so you couldn't tell if they were pregnant or not. When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power. And so, were you ever used? Were you ever used yourself?
I was molested. I was raped several times. Mm-hmm.
And what's your mother doing?
She lives in the Chicago metropolitan area. She's on the Human Relations Commission of the town that she lives in, and she's an upstanding citizen. Nobody would suspect her.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we live in, folks. I seem to be opening almost every show with that statement lately, because it just is a totally crazy world that we live in. But, you know, the good thing about it is the wheels are falling off the system in many ways, in as much as there's more and more people noticing what's going on. More and more people are noticing what's happening, they're noticing who the controlling hand actually is, and they're speaking up about it, which is good to see. We need more of it still. I mean, we need people not just speaking about it, but kind of acting upon it. And again, I mean, the best form of action is non-compliance, understanding that this system is just fiction. It's just people's belief that the system is real, which is creating most of the problems. But I mean, a lot of people can't see that. A lot of people want violent revolution and all this sort of crap, which is really just playing into their hands. I mean, they want that, they understand that. They're trying to push the world into that sort of an uprising, because people, you know, want change. But that sort of an uprising, they can understand. They can call martial law, they can claim there are instigators of violence and all sorts of stuff like that. And so it plays into their hands. Incidentally, a bit of an update with Kenan, son of Enos. He's being held in a maximum security jail. His mother can't get any information about where he's being held. She can't see him. And I think they've actually delayed his trial as well, like for another month or something like that. So they're just kind of holding him, and which is torture in itself, because he shouldn't really be in jail. I did check out the last video that he did, and it kind of relates to what I was just saying there in the intro. I mean, calling for violence can get you in trouble. He used certain words like radicalized. He said how easily Indians are being radicalized and he can radicalize them, and he was calling for revolution and stuff like that, which is very dangerous. I mean, this can be construed as insurrection. Even under their fake law, they could probably even label it as treason or something, which is, you know, it's not the way to do things. I mean, I watched that video. It's the first actual video I've watched of his, and he said a lot of good stuff on there, and he had a lot of good stuff on there, but unfortunately using those words radicalize and revolution kind of crosses a line that they don't like, and with help of the mainstream media they can paint a pretty uncomfortable picture of you and present you as a threat to society when Kenan son of Enos is not a threat to anyone. But yeah, it's crossing those lines. This is why I say non-compliance is really the way to go. I mean, if people simply stop participating in their own slavery, then what can they do? They don't have any real legal standing over you, because the governments themselves aren't really legal entities. I mean, all of these governments are in abuse of the office that they hold. There's a lot of ways through this. If people could just kind of get it into their heads and understand the power of the word no, and understand what they're dealing with is simply people, just other people. There's no reason for you to view them as anything else. But anyway, a lot of interesting stuff happening in the world. Ozzy Osbourne died the other day, yesterday I think. Now, interestingly, just after his farewell concert, like within a couple of weeks, he's dead. So yeah, interesting, end of an era. You gotta wonder, I mean, wheeling him out there on stage and making him even do a concert, I mean, this is borderline elder abuse. But hey, his wife Sharon did it anyway. I guess she wanted to have one last big income action before Ozzy died. Probably realized she wasn't going to make any money out of him after he died, so I better do it now while he's still alive. But so much stuff going on in the world. I mean, the genocide in Gaza is still ongoing, of course. Yeah, claiming that they're getting food aid in there. These GHF AIDS centers, these American-run GHF AIDS centers, which is the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation AIDS centers, the food distribution sites, are essentially death traps. They wait for the Palestinians to go in there, they give them a certain amount of time to get some food, and then they start shooting at them.
Shakush.
Yeah, not good. They've claimed they shoot at them if anyone arrives before collection time, they shoot at them. American contractors have been caught pepper spraying just teenagers at the AIDS centers, and you know, threatening them with guns and arresting people and beating them up and brutalizing them. Thank you. Yeah, it's just an ongoing thing. Israel's still complaining that there are 950 truckloads of aid that the UN has failed to distribute in Gaza, and so it's their fault. They don't tell you that they won't allow any UN workers in because they believe the UN's working with Hamas. And if they do manage to get in, then the Israelis target them while they're in there. So, you know, they just dump all this food just outside the border where the Palestinians can't get it, and then don't allow any distribution people in there. And then if they do go in, they shoot them, and then they blame the distribution people in the UN for not distributing the aid. Remarkable, folks. Remarkable how they work, these people. And remarkable the amount of lies that we see come out of this place. It really is insane, folks. But they're really clamping down on the whole thing as well. There's been massive amounts of arrests in Germany. Roger Waters is being threatened with 14 years in jail simply because he supports the Palestine Action Group in the UK, which is a peaceful group. Got labelled as a terrorist organisation because it threw paint on a building that was the building run by a weapons manufacturer who was supplying bombs for the genocide of Gaza. Figure that one out. But yeah, that's how they do it, folks. So, yeah, crazy, crazy stuff, folks. But a lot of people are speaking out about it. There's actually 20 nations that are forming a action group, I think. Some sort of an alliance. There's 20 nations, China, a whole bunch of people are involved, and I think they're having a meeting this weekend, and the plan is to create a definitive action to go in there and break the Israeli blockade. Like I said on the last report, Malaysia is trying to get together a 1,000 ship flotilla to go in there and break the blockade as well. So there's a lot of people doing stuff about this. They're still saying Hamas won't accept any ceasefires. Hamas has been trying to organise a ceasefire for months. Hamas has offered to hand all the hostages over in return for a ceasefire, a proper ceasefire. Israel will only accept a 60-day temporary ceasefire, and Hamas has to lay down all their weapons and step away from any type of governance in Gaza. And that's what Israel will accept. That's the only thing it will accept. Lay down all your weapons, surrender, and we'll give you 60 days. And Hamas is saying, well, hang on, this isn't a ceasefire, because in 2 months you're just going to continue your genocide. Of course they will. But Israel is saying, well, Hamas is refusing ceasefires all the time. Hamas has offered to hand over all hostages and stop attacking. They just want a permanent ceasefire. Israel simply will not allow it. So the media spins it any way they want, and the situation just continues. It's horrendous, folks, absolutely horrendous. Children starving. They bombed a kindergarten yesterday, I think. Kindergarten. Why are you bombing a kindergarten? What's that got to do with anybody? There was another guy live streaming on social media and a sniper took him out.
I'll go in there.
Amen. Get him.
So yeah, that's the situation, that's the reality of what's going on in Gaza, and it's just not stopping. The rest of the world is going pretty crazy as well. I mean, the whole Trump fiasco with the Epstein files, and suddenly there is no list. It's incredible, it's remarkable. Like, Trump is a great actor, you've got to admit. I mean, Trump's been in reality TV shows all his life, World Federation Wrestling, all that sort of stuff. He's a good actor. He's really sucked a lot of people into thinking he was going to be the best president ever, and they're still sort of pushing that he is, when he's one of the most corrupt. I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, to say there's no list, as I was saying on the last report, well, if there's no list, then what is Ghislaine Maxwell doing in jail? And right on cue, like yesterday or the day before, Alan Dershowitz, who himself is mentioned in the Epstein situation, he was named by a couple of the victims who now are conveniently dead. So many of them seem to be dying off. But he has said that Ghislaine Maxwell is serving the sentence Epstein should have been serving, and that she should be released. Like, this is right on cue from what I was saying, either on my last report or the one before, when I questioned the legality of Ghislaine Maxwell still being held in jail if there's no client list. If there's no client list, how do they know any human trafficking took place at all? And if there's no client list, well, what was she doing going to jail? The fact that she was sent to jail means that they know there were clients, and therefore there is a client list. But they can't continue to keep her in jail now they're claiming there's no client list. So, like, everybody's getting off. All this stuff Trump said he was going to do, end the war in Ukraine on the first day. Now he's sending them more arms. He's funding the genocide of Gaza. He hasn't produced anything to do with prosecuting Jeffrey Epstein, probably because he's very involved himself. There was actually a video that I saw come out the other day, and it's very short, but it would be very telling, and I'm not sure what this video is in relation to, or even if it's real, but check this out. Now, whether that's real or not, I mean, you've got to wonder, because all of these videos are now coming out right as AI has been taken to new levels. You can create virtually any video you want with AI. So you've got to wonder. But it's very revealing if that video is true. I mean, what are they up to? What was that place, and what was really going on there? You've got to wonder. You know, but, and then Trump's birthday email, apparently, to Epstein, you've got to wonder if that's true. All this stuff's coming out, though, all these reasons why Trump would not want this list released. Apparently, as I said on the last report, apparently he went to Epstein Island 7 times. I mean, you don't know. There's no way of confirming any of this stuff. And it's all happened just as they're able to produce these incredibly powerful AI videos that look mostly real. I mean, a lot of them don't. Like I said, the skin tones are still too perfect, and yeah, there's a lot that doesn't look real about these videos, but then some of them do look real. There was a video that I saw demonstrating the situation in Gaza, only 10 or 15 seconds long, but it looked very real. I mean, as much as the skin tones, and a lot of it looked real. Yeah, very poignant sort of a video. Tells you kind of what's going on. But the skin tones of that guy and that soldier, I mean, it actually looked pretty good. So, I mean, it's getting better by the day. So who knows whether these Trump things are real. I mean, Trump has totally revealed himself to the world for those with eyes to see. It's remarkable. He's backflipped on virtually everything he said. And you're not going to get any joy from this man at all, folks. You're just not. this guy is fully pushing the agenda. Another interesting thing, the new Superman movie that came out, there was a bit of controversy about it, so I actually downloaded it and had a look. And it's interesting, some of the subtext in that movie. The whole movie itself is actually pretty corny. It's kind of very teenage. It's almost like a comic book Superman meets Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know? It's got that sort of a vibe to it. But it's interesting. There's a lot of subtext in there. One of the themes of the movie is that there's a country called Baravia who is attacking a very small, defenseless country right next door to them called Jahanpur or something like that. Hola. And they're doing so because they want the resources beneath the country, and they basically want the land. They also say they're invading the country not to take the resources, but to actually protect the people of the country from their brutal rulers. Sound familiar?
Baravia wants to save the people of Jahanpur, and Superman wants to keep them enslaved.
The leader looks kind of like a cross between Benjamin Netanyahu and Einstein, and Superman goes in and saves the day, blah blah blah. So they try to vilify Superman. They have armies of online trolls, monkeys as trolls, posting comments on social media.
Bots here farming outrage 24/7, trashing you online.
And in the final scene, like Superman, this country, Japunya, or whatever they're called, is desperate for Superman to come in and save them, but Superman can't.
Arabian troops gather at the border, seemingly mere minutes away from invading Jahanpur once again.
Now, nearby villagers are willing and ready to defend their country despite the exponentially superior firepower of the well-trained Arabian military. To what little hope they have left as they're surrounded by the military.
Great question. Let's move more across the stairs.
Stop at this time, the Jahanpurians don't have much hope.
So the country is saved by a whole bunch of other superheroes. So, I mean, you look at the situation, and it turns out that Lex Luthor, who was funding the whole thing, actually wants half of Jahanpur, or whatever it's called, for himself, because he wants to open up a high-tech utopia in this place.
Luthor's been selling arms to Gurkhas for pennies on the dollar for years. Why, you ask?
I do ask why.
He did it in exchange for half of Jahanpur. He wants to make himself king.
King?
King.
Why the hell would Lex want half of this?
His cultish acolytes believe he's going to create a technologically advanced utopia.
Utopia?
There's a profit factor as well. I mean, the petroleum deposits alone are worth multiples of his investment.
So you've kind of got a situation there where Trump is being presented as Lex Luthor and Israel is taking over Palestine. And it shows the situation that, you know, America isn't going to save it, so the rest of the world has to, all the other superheroes. So the whole thing's in there. And there's one sort of situation at the end when the other superheroes actually save this country, that they show a crowd scene, and you can't really see what the flag looks like, but it definitely has Palestinian colours. And naturally, Israel's jumped at all this and gone, we're not Baravia, we're not doing this, we're not what's portrayed in the movie. And no one said they were. I mean, there's a lot of subtext in there, of course, suggesting this is what the movie's about. But no one actually specifically named Israel. No one in the production. No one anywhere has actually named Israel and saying this is related to the Israeli-Palestinian situation. And Israel's just totally jumped in there and denied any involvement, and we're not doing this, and this is not us. Which shows they have a bit of a guilt complex about what they're doing, you know. And they're doing so much, folks. They're doing so much. I saw reports, I mean, you know that Israel has a survey that it runs every 2 or 3 years to gauge what public opinion is of them.
So we run surveys every 2 to 3 years, like a sentiment analysis to try to gauge how the majority population feels about Jewish people. So in this case, we do a domestic survey in the United States. And what I can tell you briefly is that we've been doing these surveys, I should say, since the 1960s. So we have a lot of information, a lot of longitudinal data. We're a very data-driven, evidence-based organization. And basically, in the last 5 years, elevated anti-Semitic attitudes have more than doubled their share of the population. In 2019, it was 11% of the U.S. population had intense anti-Semitic attitudes. Today, in the last 5 years, it's gone from 11% to 24%. Now, globally, the numbers are even more stark. So when we did our first global survey of 100-plus countries in 2014, and we work with the market research firm Ipsos, based here in Paris, to do these surveys. In 2014, we found that 26% of adults worldwide had entrenched or extreme anti-Semitic attitudes. 26%. That's more than a billion people. We thought that was a lot. When we ran the survey last year, in 2024, that percentage went from 26% to 46%. 2.2 billion adults and change. And that's based on almost 60,000 interviews in many different languages all over the planet. So to see that the percentage of adults worldwide with intense anti-Semitism has more than or nearly doubled in the last decade is shocking.
That's interesting, don't you think? What other group of people does this? We need to have a survey to find out what people think of us. And we need to do it every 2 or 3 years. It's almost like they've got to have a survey to see if people are noticing their actions yet. You know, and if they are, they need to formulate strategies to combat this. Like the weaponization of the term anti-Semitism, even though they're not Semites. But what other group does this? I mean, you don't see the Catholics forming an anti-Catholicism group and running surveys to see what people think of Catholics. You don't see Muslims doing it. You don't see white people doing it. There isn't any type of anti-Caucasian type of thing, you know, anti-Caucasianism. Does that exist? Heaven forbid you should even talk about it. Don't talk about the extermination of the white people. It's all, we need to worry about the Jews more than anything. It's crazy, but what other people does this? What other people is so guilty of bad actions that they have to have a survey every 2 or 3 years to find out if the world's noticing? What other country has to, or what other group of people has to invent a term such as anti-Semitism to stop people criticizing them and threaten jail terms for anybody who does? What other group has to think of a term such as blood libel? Because so many people are accusing them of murder and doing horrendous things to people. Now, this is blood libel against the Jews. What other group of people has to think up a term like that? I mean, interestingly, the other day, there was even Jewish people were in court in Israel accusing the Knesset of conducting sexual rituals with children. A lot of people talking about this and saying it's pretty well all the members of the Knesset that are doing this. The Knesset, of course, being the Israeli government. What other group has to go to all this trouble? And look at who controls most of the United States. Who controls the media? Who controls most of the big food companies? I mean, you look at all of the real biggest companies in the United States, and they're all run by Jews. And what are some of these companies doing? There was a report that came out the other day. They've done tests on hot dogs, and they found hot dogs contain human DNA.
People who eat hot dogs eat them because they taste so good. But what's in them is not so good. You know, we've learned to accept it, but I don't know if you'll feel so accepting after this. The company Clear Foods recently analyzed 345 hot dog and sausage products from 75 brands and retailers and found, are you hot dog lovers ready for this? Human DNA in 2% of the samples and in 2/3 of the vegetarian samples. And get this, 10% of all vegetarian products appear to contain meat. Clear Foods says that there are some companies producing high-quality hot dog, top scores to Butterball, McCormick, Eckrich, and Hebrew National. Human DNA.
That's interesting. Makes you really want to go out and get some takeaway food, doesn't it? You know, turning people into cannibals behind their back, and they don't even know it. You saw what happened with mad cow disease when they started feeding, like using actual cow meat and putting meat in cattle food, and suddenly the cows started going mad. Is that some of the stuff that's happening to the human race? I mean, are people going mad because they're eating too much human DNA in hot dogs and things? I mean, you've got to wonder, folks. You really got to wonder about all this. I mean, the world is seriously messed up, ladies and gentlemen. It's really seriously messed up. I mean, it's messed up to the point that they're actually even talking about bringing in biometrics here in Mexico. Wonderful having a new Jewish president. Now, less than 1% of the population of this country is Jewish, and yet somehow we had a Jewish president elected in the wake of 36 candidates being assassinated. Not that that has anything to do with it, folks. Of course, it's just a big coincidence. Fucking unreal, folks. The world's in a pretty crazy situation. Spoke at the Free Speech Summit the other day in Australia as well, which was heavily censored, was attacked by Jewish lobbyists. They tried to shut it down, as I think I mentioned on the last report. And they had to move venues at the last minute. They went from a 2,000-seater venue to a 300-seater venue. So there were people who'd purchased tickets who were left in limbo and all sorts of stuff because this was done by the Jewish lobby. And they've had like over a million views. It's had millions of views. And then suddenly, I mean, it was hosted on Vimeo, and then suddenly Vimeo deleted it and blocked the video, as you would expect from Vimeo. I mean, I used to have a channel on Vimeo, and all I had on there was my films. I had like 6 or 7 films that I've made. I had them hosted on Vimeo, and that's all I had on there. I just used it simply so that my films had a presence online. Hadn't uploaded anything there for like 10 or 12 years, and suddenly, as soon as I paid the new fees last year, as soon as I paid my yearly fees, Vimeo deleted my channel. They waited until they got the money out of me, then they deleted my channel. So you expect this sort of activity from Vimeo. It's not about truth, it's not about freedom, it's not about self-expression, it's not about you making any movies and just putting your voice out there and having an opinion. You can't have opinions unless they are approved as being kosher. That's the way things go, folks. That's the world that we've got. Which is why Trump is doing what he's doing, folks, because he can't do anything if it isn't kosher as well. And Israel's just using Trump to just stomp all over the Middle East. You see what's happening in Syria now with the Druze.
Well, the sad thing is that in Syria, it's not only the Druze who are being massacred, it's also the Christians. The Christians were massacred first. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. there's no one really to stand up for the Christians. And the reason why Israel is coming to the aid of the Druze is because the Druze in Israel serve in the IDF. They are IDF members. Half of their family members live on the other side inside Syria. So what's happening right now are the Druze who serve in the IDF in Israel are putting pressure on the Israeli government and saying, hey, we're laying our life here in the defense of the state of Israel. Our families are being massacred on the other side. You need to get involved. You need to go and help. Otherwise, we're going to go in and help. So Israel had to get involved. And this is exactly why Israel is in, trying to secure that area, trying to secure the Druze. And hopefully, the Christians will benefit in the process. But look, the Islamic State and the leader is a problem. Remember, he is the leader mm-hmm. of Syria right now. Jelani is the baby child basically of Al-Qaeda and ISIS combined. And I know that the West is trying to recruit him to become to sign off on the Abraham Accord, join, etc. But the massacres that are happening right now in Syria need to get under control.
This, of course, is all arranged by Israel. I mean, Jelani, the guy they've got in there, Jelani, whatever his name is an ISIS terrorist. They just put a suit on and suddenly became the new president. Went to the White House and shook Trump's hand the other day, and Trump said what a great guy he was. Then he goes back to Syria and attacks the Druze to provide Israel with the excuse it needs to go in and protect the Druze, who it doesn't give a shit about. And I said, I posted on X, someone was talking about it. I said, look, it's all obvious what's going on. This has just all been started by Israel, and the whole situation has been contrived so that Israel has an excuse to go in and annex more of Syria. And the very next day, there is a rabbi saying that Israel needs to go in and annex more of southern Syria to save the Jews.
لأن إسرائيل دولة ديمقراطية، دولة علمانية، دولة مدنية، دولة لا دينية، تحترم شعوب العالم وتصون كرامتهم وتدافع عن وجودهم. نطالب بضمنا إليها ونتشرف بالحصول على جنسيتها وحمل هويتها. نحن لسنا سوري ولا نتشرف بهذا الكيان السوري الداعش.
Yeah, it's crazy, folks. I mean, it's so predictable, these people, what they do. The same as I said, you know, no need for Ghislaine Maxwell to be in jail now, of course. And then within a week, they're calling for her release. Now, these are sick people, folks, and they're so predictable. There was a big concert in Croatia a month ago or a couple of weeks ago, one of the biggest concerts in history. Croatian singer, they got like 500,000 people at this concert, 500,000 people. And it was basically a celebration of being Croatian. It was a celebration of, you know, cultural heritage. And, of course, the media is now portraying it as a fascist gathering, you know, because they want to use nationalism to, if you actually care about your country and you embrace nationalism at all and you want Croatia to be for the Croatian people and want to see strong Croatian people, well, of course, you must be a Nazi. That's the way it goes. And any country that's doing this is the same thing. And anybody that tries to speak out for German heritage is, of course, called a Nazi. Anybody who wants to stand up for America is called a Nazi. Anybody who wants to stand up for Palestine is called a Nazi. The only country we seem to be allowed to stand up for is Israel. And Israel is doing all sorts of terrible things.
I'm going to tell everybody all across the world right now why you should be fighting for the freedom of Palestine. Why everybody should be physically fighting against what is happening to the Palestinian people, right? It doesn't matter who you are, where you're watching from, what you believe in or why. It doesn't matter if you're pro-Palestine or anti-Israel. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a libtard, a humanitarian. You ain't even got to be a decent human being for this shit to make sense to you. And I'm not even saying that to be sarcastic, because I'm sure there's some dumb supporters watching, right? The reality is, Israel is massacring Palestine. They are doing some of the most horrific shit ever. This is beyond genocide. This is disgustingly cruel, okay? They are starving them to death. And if you know anything about starvation, you know Children starve first. So parents have to watch their children die a slow and painful death of starvation after watching them be amputated without anesthesia, after watching their homes get blown to pieces. Do you know that they have viewing points where you can use coin-operated binoculars in Israel to watch from afar as they massacre innocent Palestinian civilians? That's real. They lure them into traps with food and then bomb them before they can eat it after starving them for 70 fucking days. And that's horrific, right? That's horrific. But we're not even talking about the horror of what's happening. You don't have to have a bleeding heart to register the severity of the situation. Hell, you ain't even got to be a fucking hero, right? The reality is all of this is happening on live television. It's being broadcasted to the fucking world. You can't scroll a single FYP page on social media without seeing raw footage from fucking Palestine. And that's what should send up the red alarms for you. Because the whole world is watching and doing fuck all about it. Yeah, you shake your fists and you scream and you say fuck Israel and you got your Free Palestine signs and all of that's fine and fucking dandy. But nobody is doing anything. And do you know what that really means? Do you know what that actually means for you as a human being? That means if it can happen to them, it can fucking happen to you. And a lot of y'all can't reconcile that this is what you voted for. This is what we voted for. No, 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 baby. This is how it starts. Them motherfuckers are banding together while you sit there and fucking watch what they're doing to other people. That is coming for you. You think they stop at them? Is self-preservation not reason enough to fight the good fight on the front end? I mean, come on, guys, come on.
In Israel, we should be at war with this country. The entire world should be at war with Israel. And we need to get all of these Israeli supporters out of all governments all around the world, out of the banking system, out of the media, out of anything that influences people. That's the reality of the situation. But no, we can't do that. And if you speak about any type of nationalism or support your race, anybody, if you have any white heritage at all, then you're a Nazi and you're a fascist. This is the type of mentality that's being pushed. It's remarkable. And yet we've got to support the state of Israel. Israel is now having shooting games with children. I mean, they bombed a kindergarten this morning or yesterday. They constantly target children. They've got AI, they've got drones, they've got visual on everything. They know when there's children lined up for food. There were 13 kids who were shot the other day in a lineup waiting for food. And they know their kids. They know where everybody is. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly who they're targeting. And now they are targeting children, but they're having games. They're having different targets every day. They're, you know, one day, because doctors are talking about this, doctors, you know, Western doctors that are in Gaza, still working in what's left of the ruins of hospitals, trying to save people, saying that, you know, one day they'll see a whole bunch of kids come in and they've got bullet holes to the head. The next day, all the kids will have bullet holes to the neck. The next day, they'll all have bullet holes in the chest. The next day, they'll have bullet holes to the testicles. So they're deliberately targeting children. One day it's headshots, one day it's testicle shots, one day it's neck shots. Let's see who can get the most, you know, testicle shots. Let's see how many people can shoot Palestinian children in the genitals and destroy them for life while leaving them alive, completely tortured and obliterated and you know, completely fucked up for the rest of their lives. You know, who can get the most hits on this? This is the mentality of the Israelis, folks.
I've seen, I think, probably a dozen now seriously injured young boys who have been shot in the abdomen or the chest. One of them, a 12-year-old, died on the operating table because the injuries were so severe. And they're all from gunshot wounds. And they all describe to me, and their families describe to me, and indeed colleagues of mine, Gazan medical colleagues who are looking for food as well, have gone to these same distribution sites and witnessed these injuries as well. They're all describing that they're being shot by Israeli soldiers or by the quadcopters, the drones which are being remotely controlled by the Israelis and fire, often indiscriminately, often targeted. And I'm seeing a very clear, we're all seeing a very clear pattern of injuries. I've seen the abdominal injuries, but my colleagues in the emergency room describe a very clear pattern where on particular days they'll see different body parts targeted. So on one day they'll all be abdominal gunshot wounds. On another day they'll all be head gunshot wounds or neck gunshot wounds. On another day they'll be arm or leg gunshot wounds. And on last Saturday, there were four young teenage boys all brought in very, very rapidly in succession with gunshot wounds to their testicles. So they'd clearly been targeted to their testicles. And this is a pattern that we're seeing every day, that these young teenage boys are systematically being targeted. And it's almost as if a game is being played, that they're deciding to shoot the head today and the neck tomorrow and the testicles the day after.
You know, Israelis love killing children. They love killing children. They love killing babies. Remember that guy? I had a video of him like months ago, like a year ago, a year and a half ago. He said he'd killed a 12-year-old girl that day, but he was looking for a baby. But unfortunately, there's no babies left.
We are looking for babies, but there is no babies left.
What babies? Say that again. Say it again.
No, maybe I killed a girl, she was 12, but I'm looking for a baby.
Yeah, that's the mentality. I mean, the psychopathy of these people knows no bounds. I actually put out a new item you can buy from Masada, a collectible item the other day, of a cast metal pager to celebrate this indiscriminate terror attack, which has to go down as the most indiscriminate and most sadistic terror attack in history when they blow up all the pages in Lebanon. Say, oh, we only attacked Hezbollah. No, you didn't. I mean, Hezbollah don't actually use those pages. What you attacked was contractors who work for the government. Doctors, lawyers, electricians, plumbers, people who do contract work for the government of Lebanon was who was targeted with those pager attacks. They actually released a memorial item that you can buy to celebrate the incredibly powerful and wonderful strategic attack they did against Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Hello, fellow agents. Check this out. You got to see this. This is the coolest thing ever, and it's literally going to blow you away. And I don't say literally a lot, but this one's literally going to blow you away. You know why literally? This, my friends, is a commemorative pager from the pager operation from last September, which did a huge number on our enemy, the Hezbollah terrorist organization. This thing weighs a ton, my God. This is a beautiful commemorative pager. Right on the back, it's got a description of the operation, how we did it, and it comes in this beautiful box. And you can also get this little stand here and show it to all your friends. Check it out. It's got a little descriptive pamphlet. Goes over the operation, how it went down. And if you want one, click on the link below, my friends.
Well, that's how psychopathic these people actually are, folks. It boggles the mind. It literally boggles the mind. You know, with these GHF death traps that they're calling food aid sites. I mean, one morning there's 31 people killed. Morning before that, there's 60 people killed. Morning before that, there's 90 people killed. And they say, oh no, this is just Hamas propaganda. It's Hamas's fault. Hamas wants as many people dead as possible so the world will feel sympathy for Palestine. Well, who's doing the killing? It's the Jews that are killing all of these people. And the figure is way higher than they're telling us. And they're starving them out. They're starving them to death. And you can't say the Palestinians are starving to death. The Palestinians are being deliberately starved to death. That's what they're doing. Like $4,000 for a kilo of flour. This is just unbelievable, folks. And you wonder why so many Palestinians are having fundraisers, and then even if they can get to their fundraisers. And I urge you, folks, if you're actually donating to any Palestinian fundraisers, make sure you're donating to the Palestinians themselves. Don't donate to an NGO or to some company that says it's going to provide aid, or some person that's collecting donations for themselves and saying they're going to give it to their friends in Gaza. make sure you're donating directly to the Palestinian people. Like I've got Nadal's fundraiser there, and thank you to the people that have been supporting it and are still supporting it. That goes directly to Nadal, you know. There's no person in the way. You know, watch out for the middlemen, folks, because a lot of people use the Palestinian situation to profit for themselves, and it's disgraceful that they do. But the situation there is horrendous. I mean, targeting children, blowing up kindergartens, all the shit they're doing. And again, you've got to understand, this is all being supported by our governments. That is the problem. That is what is continuing the nightmare, is that Western governments are supporting it. Like, it's interesting in a new Superman movie where they're saying Lex Luthor is the one funding weapons, and the number they used was $80 billion worth of weapons. We know that recently Trump gave $80 million worth of weapons to Israel, and Trump has talked about turning Gaza into, like, Mar-a-Lago, Gaza-Lago, turn it into a high-tech resort. And you've got Lex Luthor wants to turn half of this country into a high-tech utopia. The country that's invading wants all the resources, and America, Superman, red, white, and blue, isn't going to save them. It's got to be done by the other superheroes. And right as this is happening, we see this 20-nation group forming that wants to go in and break the blockade. Interesting how it works. And again, the little view of the flag that you don't really get to see unfurled, but it looks suspiciously Palestinian in its coloration. Good to see this sort of stuff happening, folks. I mean, a lot of stuff like this. I mean, the world is pushing back. It's really pushing back. And people are seeing Israel for what it is. I mean, like I said, they just love killing children, and they're trying to push everything because they want this one world system. They want you to attack Jews as well. And they want to see anti-Semitism. They stage so many of the anti-Semitic attacks themselves. They want Jews attacked on the street because all of this sort of stuff plays into their hands, that anybody who supports Hamas is a terrorist that's just attacking random Jews, you know. So they do it themselves, and sometimes people do it as well. No point attacking Jews in the street because you see them. You know, what you've got to do is stop complying with your own slavery. And what you've got to do is pay attention to the surveillance grid that's being rolled out underneath all this while everybody's distracted with Epstein and distracted with what's going on in Gaza and distracted with Ukraine. Sure, there's a certain amount of focus that needs to be put on it, especially Gaza. But again, pay attention to what's happening in your own country and what they're doing in Europe. I was wondering for a long time whether they're going to bring in war in Europe. Now I don't particularly think they are. I think it's counterproductive to have any type of real war. I mean, it's great for depopulation, but it's kind of counterproductive. They don't really want war. What they want is collapse. And that's what I think they're going to do with Europe, is they're going to collapse Europe. They'll find a way of blaming it on nationalism, and, you know, we've got to have trade sanctions on certain countries and blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is what the European Union's been all about. It's been about gaining control of every country in Europe, not freeing them from anything, just gaining control of them. And I think they intend to collapse most of Europe and collapse the United States. Of course they're going to do that, and we're seeing it in the throes of collapse now. Really fucking it up with floods and all the shit they're doing. I mean, there's been an enormous amount of floods across Europe and across the whole world. It's like flooding everywhere. Of course they can blame it on climate change, but it's not. It's weather weapons. And we know this, folks. We know they've got these weapons, and they've had them for a long time. Like a really long time, folks. I don't think there's anything new under the sun. I really don't. And as I've said many times before, I don't even think the technology we're using is new. I think they've had this sort of stuff for years. I mean, the legends of the scrying mirrors and the sigils that summon demons, which all look like circuitry and so much stuff. I mean, I've gone through this many, many times. But I don't think any of it's new. I think that we're caught in this cycle. And the goal is to grow massive amounts of human beings and to harvest their soul energy. It's a people farm, as I've said so many times, and the product that's produced within the farm is you and your soul. You know, through all the experiments and shit they've done, I think that's what it's all about. And I think they've done this many, many times. And as soon as people start waking up to what's going on, well, they have another reset. And I think they've had these resets time and time again. Even when we look at things such as the mud flood, I'm pretty sure this is, you know, the result of a weather weapon. So I think I mentioned that recently as well. I mean, it's hard to know. There's so much stuff rattling around in my head. It's hard to even know what I talk about from one show to the next, because it's all interrelated. But like I said, there's a massive amount of distraction going on. People aren't paying attention to what's happening in their own reality, which is why I mentioned the biometric scanning that's becoming mandatory in Mexico. Who knows whether I'll be able to stay in Mexico? I'm certainly not doing that. The thing is, though, with mandatory isn't law. Mandatory requires compliance. They can say, well, you've got to do this, you've got to have this smart meter, it's mandatory. It requires your approval, it requires your appliance, because mandatory is not a law. Again, it's difficult for me being in Mexico because I know how to find my way through the legal system if I'm in Australia, because I'm familiar with that system and that's where I grew up. But am I able to find my way through the legal system in Mexico is another question. You know, what sort of laws do they have here? Is it based on the same system, the Roman system? Is it based on canon law? I mean, I just don't know. So, and I can't even speak the language, so it's difficult to find my way through the legal system in Mexico. And I don't particularly want to have to. But this is coming in all around the world, folks. They want to do this in Australia. They want to do it in the UK. And what they've just done in Australia by blocking this Freedom Summit, I mean, think about it. One country, which isn't Australian, has the ability to be able to lobby a venue in Australia and have them put down an event because they consider the event to be anti-Semitic, speaking out against their country. And they have the ability to contact the Australian government and get them to revoke visas of people that are entering the country, even people who live in the country. One guy, he's got a wife in there, he's got a child in there, he's got like a permanent visa that he can just come and go as much as he wants. And they even blocked him from coming in because he was a speaker at the event. I mean, it'll be interesting to see whether they're going to let him back in now that the event's over. So whether they're going to just keep him out permanently because they don't like his opinion of something. It shows just how much control this little podunk country in the Middle East, which doesn't belong where it is at all, and the people who are running it have absolutely no claim to the land, no matter what they're saying. It's amazing that this little tiny country has so much influence around the world, folks. And what is the reason for that? Well, the reason is the weaponization of the word anti-Semitism, and of course the entire Holocaust narrative, which portrays these people as the permanent victims, downtrodden and hated by everybody, and we need to give these people a break. It's insane. Anyway, through that, they want you to, of course, attack the Jews, like I said. But it's interesting to see how things are unfolding and all the distractions that we're giving. Look, this whole Epstein thing is a distraction, folks. We know they're all involved. The deep state exists because the state exists. The deep state is what happens when the state closes the doors and turns the television cameras off and people go inside and chat to each other. It's all the one thing. And you don't get to any position of power in pretty well any government in the Western world if you are not part of the cabal that is running things. If they don't have dirt on you, you're not going to get in there to begin with. There is no political solution in any Western countries at all. I mean, where there is in any country, you know? We don't need government to exist in its current form. We only need government to be good managers of infrastructure. That's all we need it for. But we've been taught that we need these people. So, you know, it's a terribly convoluted situation that we're in. And even with this whole Epstein thing, I mean, they're dragging it out. Trump is now saying that he's going to release the grand jury transcripts of the Epstein trial because people want something. We don't care about the transcripts of the trial. I mean, what is this? We don't care. What we want is the list of names. Just release the list of names of all the people who went to his island, because of course they were all clients. If you're in the Lolita Express flight logs and you went to Epstein Island, then why did you go there? Because this is known as Pedophile Island, mean, admittedly, they weren't prepubescent children, I don't think, unless that little video that I showed you before has any truth to it, but we don't know. You know, they were 13, 14 years old, so, you know, the girls to a degree knew what they were doing. It's not exactly pedophilia, but still, I mean, it's human trafficking in however you want to take that. And so, of course, all these people are guilty. They all went there to abuse young women, and generally against their will, because these women were trapped on an island. So, you know, they couldn't exactly leave. And, you know, we just want the list, but, of course, there is no list. But I would suggest there's no list because Trump was actually a really good friend of this guy for many years. I mean, Epstein even described him as being his best friend at one stage. So, you know, there's a lot more to this. But, they, again, you know, they want to draw it out. They want you looking at all this shit because they don't want you looking at what they're doing to your country. They don't want you looking at this surveillance state that is being rolled out beneath all of it. So, yeah. But I think that's about all I've got to say, folks. It's very hot here at the moment. And I think that's about all I've got to say. I'll be travelling soon over to Europe as well, in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be interesting. I'll try to bring you some videos. I've actually got a couple of interviews, and I've got a couple of things I want to post while I'm in transit, so you'll still be getting some videos from me. But I'm going to try to do one or two more walk and talks here at the Secret Garden before I leave as well. Would be good, but I'm still in Mexico for another couple of weeks. I'm not going to be staying here in Bonfil though, so I don't know if I can get in here and do another walk and talk in the next couple of days. I will. It just depends on how much information comes in that needs to be talked about. And after that, I mean, you'll get a couple of videos from me. The next time you see me, I will actually be back in the fig farm in Croatia, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm going there a couple of weeks early before Liverpoolco because I've got friends there who want me to come and stay, so we're going to kind of do that. I think they're volunteering at the event, so we're all going to drive up there together. It'll be good, it'll be fun, a bit of a road trip. So that's the plan. And I think it's really important that people, I mean, as much as all of this stuff's important, we've got to look at the bigger picture and realise that there's so much theatrics happening at the moment. It really is. I mean, as much as serious as Gaza is, and we need to keep talking about it, but with that and Epstein and Ukraine and the floods everywhere and all the weather wars and stuff that's happening, pay special attention to the biometrics and to the digital currency and all of the stuff that they're wheeling out over the top of all this. You know, Trump's big, beautiful bill, which is essentially a surveillance police state operation. Trump's whole ICE thing of securing the borders is essentially the creation of a police state as well. I mean, it's important for people to see this. And again, you know, look at what's going on in Australia with the digital currency and the smart meters and the disarming of the people and all the stuff that's happened there over the last like 20 to 30 years. And you see a model for the rest of the world. And look at the genocide in Gaza, the little regard they have for human life. And there is a model you see for crowd control. And you've got to understand, Gaza has been a laboratory for the Israelis. They've used all their crowd control, they've perfected their AI surveillance. All sorts of new exotic weapons that they use on the Palestinian people as well. All they've got to do is have their little Hamas operatives to fire over a couple of first fertilizer-powered pipes and have them hit the street in Tel Aviv, and it gives Israel the opportunity to go in there and test all their new weapons. And this has been going on for years. They get to test them on live targets, mainly children. So it's important to look at all this and see what the design for the West is. And it really is important to notice that the whole migrant invasion that's happening all around the world, and don't tell me these are Muslims, folks. They're not Muslims. I'm more Muslim than these people. And don't tell me half of the people in society are freaking Christians either, because they're not. I mean, I'm not even religious, and I'm more Christian than most of these people. There was actually, I used to do talks on a radio show. I was on a radio show for like 10 or 12 years, American Voice Radio. And a lot of the other announcers on the radio station were evangelists. And the owner of the radio station actually was the one who offered me the gig. Most people have to pay for their slot on the station, but he offered me a slot for free. And he said to me after I'd been on there for a couple of years, he said, you know, none of the other announcers like you because you don't talk about Jesus or God as much as they would like you to. In fact, you don't at all. And you never talk about Jesus. But he said, I keep you on here with your radio show because even though you don't talk about Jesus, what you say and your actions in life, I mean, to me, you are more like Jesus than any Christian I ever met. And yeah, that was coming from a guy who runs an evangelist radio station. So that's something. I mean, but like I was saying, most of these people are not Muslims, they're migrants. Most of them are probably freaking Jews. I think most of the people who organize all these migrant gatherings and who organize all these prayer sessions on the street and all this shit are probably Jews as well. You know, by way of deception, we shall do war, folks. But most people who are invading your country are simply brown people from other countries that the West has bombed and Israel has destroyed. They've all been sent there by Israel under the Kalergi plan. And they're not Muslims. Most of the Christians who are supporting Israel, I mean, any Christian who's supporting Israel isn't a Christian. They're a fake Christian. They're following the Schofield Bible. They're following all this bullshit. I mean, the whole concept, the whole term Judeo-Christian is a nonsensical term. Yeah, and that's what I was saying about Christianity and stuff, folks. Like, I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in any of their religions at all. But if you want to look at it, the teachings of this guy, Jesus, are pretty good. What he said was pretty good. And if people were to simply follow those teachings and be actual Christians like they claim to be, then they would stop complying with their own slavery. They would see the world for what it is. They would realize their own connection to the divine, and we would be free. But they don't do that. You know, they're fake Christians. You follow what it says in the book, and the book really has been constructed in such a way as to hide his true teachings and get you dependent upon the church and never take responsibility for yourself because you're safe and comforted in the belief that someone's going to come and save you even though you never lifted a finger to save yourselves or help anybody else. You never spoke out against genocide and you're supporting the satanic regime, which is the state of Israel. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see what's going on here, folks. And like I said, you know, if they are able to roll this surveillance state out, it's going to be very difficult for people to extricate themselves from it. So it's important to pay attention, folks. It's important to see what's going on and not to hate. I mean, with all the stuff that's going on, I still don't hate the Jews, folks. I just don't hate anybody. I just don't do hatred. It just disempowers you. I speak out the way I do. I speak out against the actions of these people out of my love for human people. I have love for humanity, love for all humanity. I don't care what race or color or creed you belong to. If you're a human, then I love you, you know. Thing is, I don't think these crossbred Neanderthal, whatever they are, claiming to be Jews, I don't think they are fully human, because human beings cannot do the sort of stuff they do, like that guy who said he wanted to find a baby to kill. He'd only killed a 12-year-old that day and he's looking for babies. Incidentally, that guy's dead now. He actually died in Gaza, which is a good thing to see. Some Israeli soldier died the other day as well, some female Israeli. Saying what a sad loss it was. She died when a house fell on her, that she was actually bulldozing a Palestinian home and destroying the lives of a Palestinian family, and the house fell on her, and it's such a tragedy. Well, perhaps she shouldn't have been bulldozing someone's home, you know? Double standards, it's incredible with these people, folks, absolutely incredible, the shit that they spread to the world. But again, even that, I mean, it's difficult to hate them. They're the most programmed people on earth. Israelis are literally the most brainwashed and programmed people on earth. They're programmed into thinking that they're Semites. They're programmed into believing that they own that land. They're programmed into believing that they're God's chosen people. They're programmed into hatred in their schools, believing that all Palestinians are evil. And most of them aren't even in any way related to the Semitic lines. Like I've mentioned before, a lot of the women you see, like IDF babes on Twitter. Now, this comes up on my timeline all the time. IDF babes, and you've got these sexy women in Israeli military uniforms, and they all look like they come from Russia or Eastern Ukraine or something like that. I mean, none of these women are actually Semitic, and most of them are probably products of the Israeli sex slave industry, which is a huge industry. And they've probably been bred in Israel, but they look like Ukrainian and Russian Caucasians, and they probably are. But even a lot of these people are just being programmed into thinking that they're Jews and they're God's chosen people and all this sort of crap. Half of them are probably paid to, I mean, half of them probably mightn't even be soldiers, and they're just paid to dress up and look sexy for the cameras so that you'll support Israel because its army has the best looking women. They use sex to control people all the time, folks. It's insidious culture. But again, you can't hate them for it. You've got to see how much programming it takes for them to pull this off. And it really does take a lot of programming for them to be able to do it. We've got a motorbike coming past. It really does take a lot of programming for them to get away with this, folks. But that's how they do it. I mean, and hatred is no way to deal with any problem. Now, I feel incredibly angry about what's going on, but that comes from my righteous anger, and it is wholesome, righteous anger. And if you're not feeling that in the face of this, I mean, frankly, anybody who's still supporting the state of Israel, I mean, it boggles the mind. You're either a psychopath or you're just terminally stupid. It's insane that there could be any human being who is actually supporting this. But I don't think a lot of people are. Like, even that survey that the guy did showed that 40% of the people are now against Israel. That was in 2024. I think if you did one now, you'd find it was actually 60% of the world is against the state of Israel. But again, imagine being so evil that you've even got to do these surveys. It speaks volumes, folks. The effort they have to go to monitor the human race to see who's noticing their actions. Freaky stuff, folks. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to leave it there for now, folks. Again, Liberpulco is going to be happening in about 6 weeks' time. 5 or 6 weeks' time. Looking forward to that in Europe, if you happen to be in the area. And I did an interview with Chris James the other day, A Warrior Calls. And he told me about this product, Masterpiece. And I don't know, I haven't tried it myself. But he's given me an affiliate code. I'm going to put it down below the video if you want to try this stuff. It's, I think it's about $75 a bottle. It lasts you 2 or 3 months. So it's reasonably affordable. And apparently, he gets the nanotech out. I don't know. I'm going to look into it more. But for anybody who wants to try it, I mean, I think $75 for 2 or 3 months supply of this stuff is pretty cheap. So if you want to check that out, that's below the video here, and I'll be posting the interview with Chris as soon as he sends it to me. Another party, folks. In Mexico, you know. Like, that house is at least 100 meters or more from the road here, and that's the volume of the music that they're playing, you know. Mexico. Just party country, folks. It's a great place. It's going to be interesting to see how things go with this Jewish president. And I honestly don't know how they're going to succeed in rolling biometrics out to the Mexican people. I mean, a lot of people in Mexico don't even have bank accounts. How are you going to have the lady doing the local mobile taco thing on her push bike with biometrics and shit? You can't even do cashless stuff with them. Most of these people don't have bank accounts. I imagine they'll get people coming through the borders before anything. People who want a new ID card, but I think everyone's got to have an ID card, so they'll introduce it with your ID cards or with your passports or with something like that. They'll have to sneak it in. But it's going to be interesting to see how the Mexican people react to it, because if they push too hard, the people will rise up and overthrow them and institute new government, as is their right and as they've done before. I think I posted probably around a year ago there was a Jewish president previously in Mexico in the 1920s. And what this Jewish president tried to do was wipe out all the Catholics. And Mexico is a predominantly Catholic Christian country. And they managed to kill thousands, tens of thousands of Catholics. And when the government was kind of kicking back, thinking that they'd won the war, there was a huge uprising who overthrew the government and killed them all. And I mean, the main street, the street that I used to live on down here in Mexico, in Bonfil, is called Revolution Avenue. One of the main thoroughfares in Mexico City is called Insurrection Drive. So, you know, they cherish their history, folks. This is a country that was founded on revolution, and the Mexican people cherish that. I mean, here in Acapulco, they chased all of the metropolitan police out of the area in 2018 because they figured that's where all the corruption was coming from. So, now these people don't mess around, folks, and that's good to see. So it's going to be interesting to see where this actually goes. Got a van coming past, folks. But again, with all of this sort of stuff, I mean, they want revolution. Well, maybe not in Mexico, but they want revolution in the West, and it's important to notice that and to see where you're being pushed and what so many of these distractions are all about. Hola, ¿cómo está? So yeah, pay attention, folks. Pay attention to what's going on in your own yard and continue to get information out to people when you can. Oh, incidentally, speaking of getting information out to people, there's a guy sent me a link to a book he's written. His name's Max Hansen, and he's written a book called The Spread of Misinformation. It's available, I think, on Amazon. I'll put a link below. I had a bit of a browse through it, and he's got some good stuff in there. There's not a lot of stuff in there that I don't actually know already, but it's a good book for you to get and maybe give to your parents or give to your brother or sister or your siblings or, you know, your partner or something. Good one to just have as a coffee table book and put there so that people who come to your house can just pick it up and start having a browse. Who knows, they might get into it and want to borrow it off you and read it themselves. So, and it's good to see people doing this sort of stuff, folks. So check that out. Max Hansen, The Spread of Misinformation is the name of the book. And again, voila. I'll put a link below. Such friendly people here in Mexico, folks. And just continue the push forward, folks. I mean, that's all we can do is continue the push forward and pay attention. Don't be too distracted. I mean, sure, pay attention to the news and what's going on. Epstein, List, and all this sort of shit. But don't get too distracted. Don't forget to notice what's happening in your own community around you. Like with what just happened with this whole show of patriotism that we just saw in Croatia, and how the media is trying to spin that as fascism and Nazism and all that sort of stuff. And if you go to that video, I'll put a link to that video where they're talking about it. And I don't even listen to what the guy's saying. I mean, you can if you want to watch the video, but the most entertaining part is reading the comments below the video, because all the comments below the video, people are saying this guy's full of shit. I mean, this is not what this whole concert was about. There was no violence. There was none of the stuff that he's talking about. There was no display of fascism. It was simply people, Croats, showing that they were proud of their heritage. And how is that so wrong these days, you know? So yeah, go and check it out. And again, folks, same thanks that I always give everybody. You know who you are. I don't need to continue to say it every show, you know? And I really do appreciate those people who are speaking out about this and continuing the fight. I mean, it's what you have to do, really, when you see what the world situation is. I mean, it's the only choice you've got, really, is to continue the fight, folks, and to, you know, make all the noise we can about this, because it's important. I mean, the options are to slowly move into a surveillance state, and we don't want that. So it's really important. And Jan, thank you for all the kind emails. Thank you for anybody who ever contributes. And just thank you to everybody on the front line, folks. You know, this is really one of the most important times in history. It really is. It's incredible. I mean, a lot of the stuff that's happening, I never thought I would see it happen in my lifetime, but it has. And that's remarkable in itself, that it's even happening like this, and we're all here to participate in it. And again, it gives us the opportunity to actually change things. So, yeah. Ah, Mexico, folks. You gotta love this place, really. There's so much life in Mexico. So many happy people. It's nothing like what people think it is. And it's just great to be here. So yeah, here I am back in Bonfil, folks. Be here for another, you know, a few more days. Then I'm gonna go and probably stay at Jess for a few days before I go, because I only got this place that I'm living in for a month. And Jeff's actually back in Acapulco now. I haven't seen him for like 5-6 months. So, yeah, 5 months. So we'll go and catch up for a couple of days. And then I'll be heading off to Europe. And a bit of a busy afternoon here in Bonfil. But that's about all for me, folks. I'll leave it there for now. I'll leave you with a new song. And done by, I can't remember the guy's name, sorry, but I'll put a link below. And do enjoy. And enjoy the puppet show. And realize it is a puppet show. Pay attention to your surroundings and take care of yourself. But that's all I've got to say for now, folks. Thank you for joining me on this report. Please take very good care until next time. In La Cache. Hola.
You must think you a roster. Started out with MAGA, now it's turning into Maza. Dancing for them dollars, stripping out for Gaza. All them empty promises, think he worse than the Schweitzer. Whoops, I'm in Obama. Yeah, Barack was strange, but the Donald and his owners want a different type of change. See, dreidel, 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 they gon' mold them like he clay. While they spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spitting it back at our face. Let us pray. Mistakes he made, I had to make a list.
Yeah,
never mind, I realized that the list does not exist. Okay, cool, everyone chill, back in position. Jews in the kitchen is only tradition. The money that's missing is part of the mission.
We in a transition, so work on your Yiddish. We'll keep all the immigrants just like the British. Got the commissioner gassing me up, I just make sure to put back the pump when I'm finished. Put out the tapes and they miss in a minute. I'm sorry, Joe Rogan, I promise I'm different. I'm just an apprentice, despite all my riches. I guess I'm just any other politician.
Dreidel, 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 they gon' mold them like you play. While they spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning it back at our face. Let us pray. Say today, but you blew it. He's Donald J. Trump, and the J is for Jewish.